Listening test. In the listening test, you are required to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The listening test will last about 45 minutes. There are four parts and directions are given for each part. You must write your answers on your answer sheet. Do not mark your answers in the test book. Part 1. Directions. For the questions in this part,You will hear four choices for each of the pictures in the test book. When you hear the choices, pick the answer that best describes what you see in the picture. Then find the question number on the answer sheet and write your answer. The choices are not printed in the test book and are played only once. Look at the example question below. Now listen to the four choices. A.
The man is moving a table.
B.
The man is standing by a window.
C.
The man is looking at a document.
D.
The man is painting the wall.
Sentence C.
The man is looking at a document.
Best explains the picture, so you should select answer C and write it on your answer sheet. Now part 1 will begin.Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
She's holding a hat.
B.
She's pulling a suitcase.
C.
She's reaching out for a book.
D.
She's sitting with her legs crossed.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
A man is serving a customer.
B.
A shopper is examining some watches.
C.
A customer is emptying a basket.
D.
A woman is paying at a cash register.
Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A. Lighting is being turned on. B.Some books are stacked on a table. C. A laptop computer is arranged on a shelf. D. A man is using a mobile phone. Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
A carpet has been rolled up.
B.
A painting is hanging on the wall.
C.
A man is pouring some liquid.
D.
A man is climbing up a ladder.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
A traffic sign is being removed.
B.
Leaves are covering the walkway.
C.
Some cars have been parked by the curb.
D.
Buildings overlook a canal.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
Some people are rearranging the chairs.
B.
A woman is addressing a group of people.
C.
Some furniture is being installed in a meeting room.
D.
Some food is being served to diners.
Part 2. Directions. In this part, a question or statement and three responses will be played in English. They are not printed in the test book and will be stated only once. You should select the best response to the question or statement and write the answer on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 7. Number 7.
How long is the opening ceremony?
A.
It's on the desk.
B.
Yes, we should.
C.
About an hour.
Number 8.
Which train goes to Sydney?
A. The one at Platform 3 does. B. I took a training course there. C. to do some sightseeing. Number 9.
When did you submit the blueprints?
A.
I like the color green better.
B.
Yesterday morning.
C.
At the east entrance.
Number 10. Who is the sales manager now? A.
We can walk instead.
B.
Sorry, it's not for sale.
C.
You'll see in a minute.
Number 11. Where's the closest pharmacy from here? A.
My father owns a farm.
B.
I can't believe it.
C.
There's one across the street.
Number 12.
Should I dress casually or formally for the reception?
A.
We need to dress up.
B.
An order form, please.
C.
Because of the weather.
Number 13.
Why hasn't the meeting started yet?
A. In meeting room B. B. We're waiting for Mr. Bean. C. It was very informative. Number 14.
How about getting some coffee after lunch?
A.
The launch event is tomorrow.
B.
We don't charge an admission fee.
C.
Sounds good to me.
Number 15.
Which copier should we get for the office?
A.
By the end of this month.
B.
Of course I do.
C.
I like the one we had before.
Number 16. Isn't the new intern coming today? A.
Yes, he's over there.
B.
It's an international firm.
C.
I went there yesterday.
Number 17.
Can you help me set up the table?
A. These are comfortable shoes. B. No problem. C. They have extra large sweaters. Number 18.
I need to renew my ID card.
A.
Unfortunately, I don't remember the model number.
B.
When does it expire?
C.
He's a renowned artist.
Number 19.
You'd better get going.
A.
Even better than the black one?
B.
Over there.
C.
Yes, it's time to go.
Number 20.
There are enough chairs and pamphlets, aren't there?
A.
Are you thirsty?
B.
I'll double check that.
C.
He's today's chairperson.
Number 21. Didn't you sign up for the workshop? A.
The store will be open tomorrow.
B.
We should hang the sign here.
C.
I wanted to, but I couldn't.
Number 22.
I used to work in the accounting department.
A. I didn't know that. B. Flight 201 departs from gate 3. C. We're counting on it. Number 23.
When's the next board meeting?
A.
It's next door.
B.
It should be announced soon.
C.
In the conference room.
Number 24. Shall we take a taxi or the bus to the venue? A.
There's a bus stop nearby.
B.
I'll wear a tuxedo.
C.
It's too late to change the menu.
Number 25.
Isn't it supposed to rain tonight?
A.
I hope not.
B.
Mr. Khan is my supervisor.
C.
Overnight delivery, please.
Number 26. Do you know any good places for a company picnic? A.
We need to replace some computers.
B.
Well, I can't think of one now.
C.
Good idea. Let's go.
Number 27.
Could you show me how to order office supplies?
A. There's a manual on the shelf. B. The show hasn't started yet. C. That's a surprising outcome. Number 28.
Who was the man you were talking to in front of the building?
A.
He was just asking me for directions.
B.
It was nice talking to you.
C.
To clean the parking area.
Number 29.
May I see that handbag in the display?
A. It'll be displayed soon. B. You mean the red one? C. I learned a lot from your presentation. Number 30.
You've reserved the tickets, haven't you?
A.
Please have some tea.
B.
I thought you did.
C.
I enjoyed the jazz show a lot.
Number 31.
Why is the library closed today?
A.
I subscribed to the newsletter.
B.
You must not eat in the library.
C.
Let's see what the website says.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear conversations between two or more people. For each conversation, you are asked to answer questions about what is said. Select the letter A, B, C, or D for the best response to each question and write the answer on the answer sheet. The conversations are not printed in the test book and are played only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. I'm here to pick up my leather jacket. Here's the receipt. I was told you'd have it cleaned for me by today.
Let me see. I'm really sorry, but it doesn't look like it's been delivered yet. We always have leather clothing cleaned by a specialist in Cleveland.
I see. I was really hoping to wear it tonight. I'm going on a trip to Canada.
It's certainly due back today. They'll probably deliver it in the afternoon. Shall I call you when it arrives?
Number 32. Where most likely is the conversation taking place? Number 33. What is the problem? Number 34. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I've lost my phone and I need to buy a replacement. I'd like to keep my old phone number, though. Is that possible?
It certainly is. I could do all of that for you right here. You should be able to start using your new phone in under an hour. Would you like to get the same model or use this opportunity to upgrade?
I might upgrade. Can I take a look at the new phones?
Sure. I'll need to see your driver's license or something before I can transfer your number over, though.
Number 35. What does the woman want to do? Number 36. Who most likely is the man? Number 37. What does the man ask the woman for? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Peterson's Rare Books, how may I help you?
I found an old book in my attic, and I'd like to bring it in for one of your experts to evaluate. I think it might be worth a lot of money. Can you give me your address?
Certainly. Please understand, though, that we have a strict appointment-only policy. Unfortunately, we don't have any openings this week. You can make a reservation online.
I see. Thank you very much. I'll take a look at your website right now. Number 38. Why is the man calling? Number 39. What does the woman say about the business? Number 40. What does the man say he will do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Brian. I'm just about to head over to the convention center to make my presentation. I'm a bit worried because I can't find my script.
I saw one of your assistants, Tony, taking a box of things to the car. It might be in there. Why don't you call him and see?
That's probably it. Thanks, Brian. I'll do that now.
Okay. Let me know if he has it. If not, I'll print out a copy for you and bring it over. Number 41. Why is the woman concerned? Number 42. What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 43. Why does the woman say,
"That's probably it."
Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Greg, I'm really looking forward to checking out Breezes tonight. They've hired Harry Winters as their new chef. It should be amazing.
Harry Winters? Wow. He was on that television show, Restaurant Rescue, wasn't he? I'm not ready to leave yet, though, Carrie. I have to send a memo out to all the employees. It's about Friday's product launch.
No problem. The reservation is at 7:30 p.m. As long as we get out of here by 6:30, we'll have time.
Great. I'll finish this memo in a few minutes. Can you check it for me when I'm finished?
Number 44. What is mentioned about the restaurant? Number 45. What does the man have to do before leaving the office? Number 46. What time does the woman say she has a reservation for? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Stephen, it's Jessica. I just learned that Mr. Collins is leaving this week. I didn't know anything about it. Is it true?
Yes, unfortunately. He's taking early retirement. We're having a party to celebrate his years of work here, though. It's at the Grand Hotel. Of course, everyone's invited.
The Grand Hotel? Where's that?
It's in Greendale, right by Thompson Stadium. The party is on May 19th. Won't you be in London then?
Yes, I will. It doesn't sound like I can attend. I'd better call Mr. Collins directly and wish him well before I leave.
Number 47. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 48. What does the woman want to know? Number 49. What will the woman do before her trip? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers. Hi, Jenny. I'm here with Bob to discuss the new sightseeing tour we're putting together for international visitors.
Oh, great. Now, last time we met, you showed me your planned route. And the only thing left to decide was the lunch location, right?
That's right. We found a nice cafe in Papas Waters. It has excellent reviews.
Yes. I had them send me a menu, and the prices look well within our budget.
Sounds good. I'll start working on our marketing campaign, but I need you to inspect the cafe and speak with whoever's in charge first.
Right. We've set up an appointment to meet with the cafe manager there on Saturday after their lunch service is finished.
Number 50. What project are the speakers discussing? Number 51. What does the woman say she will do? Number 52. What are the men planning to do on Saturday afternoon? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, we're renting meeting room 6. I heard that you have a copy service here. How much is it per copy?
I wish I could help you. I'm afraid the photocopier is out of order. They won't be able to fix it until tomorrow.
I'll have to go to Clementine's to make a copy then. It's as simple as that.
I'm afraid so. Clementine's has a store just across the street, though. It shouldn't take you too long.
Number 53. What does the man want to do? Number 54. What does the man mean when he says,
"It's as simple as that"?
Number 55. What does the woman mention about Clementine's? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Well, that lunch was delicious. We'd better pay the bill and get back to the office. We don't have time for dessert. I need to put all my things in boxes for the movers.
Me too. The movers will be there at 3:30 and it's already 1 o'clock.
I'll take care of the bill while you're drinking your coffee. Would you mind calling a taxi? The address here is 21 Goldberg Street.
Number 56. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 57. When are the movers coming? Number 58. What will the man probably do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation. Wendy, what is it you wanted to talk about?
I've been giving it a lot of thought, and I have decided to move back to Dallas to be with my family.
I understand. I'll be sorry to lose you. You're one of our top writers.
Wow, thanks for saying that. Actually, I was wondering if you had any contacts there that you could recommend me to.
I see.
I'd like to stay in journalism, so another newspaper would be great.
You know what? I do. One of my friends from university is the editor at the Dallas Standard. Shall I ask her to meet with you?
That would be great. I won't be ready to move until the end of the year, though.
Number 59. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 60. What does the woman say about Dallas? Number 61. What does the woman ask the man for? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and list.
I've just been asked to evaluate some proposals for the contract to handle our network security. I've noticed that one of the representatives is a close friend. I really think it would be best if someone else handled the selection instead of me. Could you do it?
I'd be happy to. I've already seen the list and read the company profiles. Can you send over any other information you have? I'd like to look at our requirements again too.
Sure.
By the way, which one is your friend?
The one scheduled for 2 o'clock. But please don't take that into account. Let's just get the best deal for the company.
Number 62. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 63. What does the man say he has done? Number 64. Look at the graphic. Which representative is a friend of the woman? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and list.
Hello, Louise. This is Nigel from accounting. I've been looking at the purchase request you submitted. I'll have to ask you to resubmit it. Actually, only one of the items on the list requires special permission before you can buy it. All of the others are under $100, so you don't need permission.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. I only started last week, so I wasn't aware of the policy.
No problem at all. That reminds me, could you come down to my office later today? I need you to sign some document.
Sure. I'm free after 3:30.
Number 65. Look at the graphic. Which item should Louise resubmit a request for? Number 66. What is suggested about the woman? Number 67. What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and graph.
Mr. Kling, sales of new vehicles have really improved this quarter. There's been a small improvement in the sales of used cars and trucks, too.
That's good news. All those television advertisements we paid for seem to have paid off then.
Yes, I've been looking at the results of the individual members of the sales team. Do you remember we promised them a bonus if their sales increased by a certain amount?
I do. I see here that, Mr. Yates, Ms. Scales, and Mr. Keene qualify. Please tell Ms. Winters I'm sure she'll have better results in the summer. Number 68. What kind of business do the speakers most likely work at? Number 69. What has the business done recently? Number 70. Look at the graphic. What level of improvement is most likely needed to qualify for a bonus? Part 4. Directions. In this part, you will hear talks delivered by a single speaker. In each talk, you are asked to answer questions about what the speaker says. Select the letter A, B, C, or D for the best response to each question and write the answer on your answer sheet. The talks are not printed in the test book and are played only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message. Hello, it's Gary Moore from Harborside Hi-Fi. I'm calling about a camera you purchased from us a year ago. You left it with us last week because it needed some repairs. It was still under warranty, so we sent it back to the manufacturer for you. I just got a phone call from them. They apologized because they don't have the part that they need to fix the camera. So we won't be able to return it until Wednesday. I hope that doesn't cause too much trouble. Number 71. Who is the message intended for? Number 72. What has been delayed? Number 73. When will the camera probably be returned to the listener? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Mary Mendini, and I'll be showing you around the exhibits today. We have some very unusual new items this week, so it'll be a very exciting visit. We have some historical photographs taken by Pablo Ramirez before he became famous as a politician. They're from the collection at the Lopez Gallery in Madrid, and this is the last stop on their tour before they go back there. Of course, they're in black and white, but they're really beautiful. If you'd like a lasting memory of the photographs, you can buy a set of postcards from the gift shop on your way out.
Number 74. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 75. What does the speaker say about one of the exhibits? Number 76. According to the speaker, what can visitors buy at the gift shop? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
Good afternoon, shoppers. We've just had a woman's handbag turned in at the customer service desk. It was found on the third floor in the kitchen appliance section. If the owner is still in the store, we suggest that they make their way to our lost and found section on the second floor. The lost and found section is between the personal computers and the audio-visual section. The store is closing in 15 minutes, so if it's yours, please make your way to the second floor immediately.
Number 77. Where most likely is the announcement being made? Number 78. What can listeners do on the second floor? Number 79. When will the building close? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
That concludes the workshop. I'd really like to thank you all for coming in today. I hope that what you've learned about improving productivity through better time management and scheduling will help you in your jobs. Before you leave, I'd like you all to complete this survey. I'll use the information to try to improve the workshop for next time. If you don't want to put your name on it, that's fine. There's also a space at the bottom for you to write your email address. If you put your email address there, you'll get information about workshops and courses my company is offering in the next few months.
Number 80. What have listeners been learning to do? Number 81. What does the speaker ask listeners to fill out? Number 82. What will the listeners get by providing an email address? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following advertisement.
The people of California have been using Acomo Plus to find apartments for many years. Now we're online and nationwide. We're getting more and more users every day because people know that we have the largest list of apartments for rent of any real estate agency in the country. This means you can easily find a place to live near public transportation, shopping areas, or in whatever location you desire. Take a look at our website, where you can browse our huge list of accommodation options available right now. If you find something you like, just click on the button marked Appointment to set up a consultation with one of our agents.
Number 83. What is being advertised? Number 84. According to the speaker, what is the company known for? Number 85. What can listeners do on the company's website? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Mike. It's Brad Jordan from the Hartford office. I've just gotten a subscription to an online office management application, and it's making my job so much easier. Anyway, when I signed up, they sent me a voucher in the mail. It offers the holder a 20% discount. I just mailed it to you. I suggest you sign up and see how you like it. The software is very easy to use, but I'd be happy to come to your office and help you set it up if you'd like.
Number 86. What has the speaker sent the listener? Number 87. What does the speaker mean when he says,
I just mailed it to you?
Number 88. What does the speaker offer to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following broadcast.
In local news, national furniture retailer Megalock has opened a production facility here in Fargo. This should be great news for local residents, who are expected to fill the nearly 200 positions Megalock has announced. The first employment advertisements appeared in this week's Fargo Standard newspaper, and according to Megalock Human Resources Director Joanna Singh, the company has already received a number of applications. If you're looking for work, I suggest you pick up a copy of the Thursday edition. More and more jobs are expected to be posted in the newspaper in the coming weeks. Production isn't scheduled to start until May, so most of the openings at this stage are likely to be in upper and middle management.
Number 89. Why is Megalock in the news? Number 90. Who is Joanna Singh? Number 91. Why does the speaker say,
I suggest you pick up a copy of the Thursday edition?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement. Okay, everyone. Please just allow me to interrupt you for a few moments. As you all know, the annual Richmond Humanitarian Award is sponsored by one of this city's oldest and most respected companies, Yakamoto Industries. For more than 30 years, they've been sponsoring this event to encourage young people to do more to improve the lives of fellow city residents. This year, they've chosen Jason Cox, the organizer of the city's Youth Art Festival. The festival attracted visitors from surrounding states and abroad. On the back of that success, he's received funding from the council to make the festival an annual event. We're sure to hear more from him in the future. Number 92. Who is sponsoring the awards ceremony? Number 93. What has Jason Cox received an award for? Number 94. What does the speaker mean when he says, "We're sure to hear more from him in the future"? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and information.
Hi, it's Rebecca Stanton from Excelsior. I've just read the email you sent inquiring about upgrading your credit card. I've sent you a reply with a list of cards and their annual fees. At this stage, you've only been with Excelsior for 2 years, so other than the standard credit card you already have, there's only one option available to you. Never mind, though, there are still a lot of great advantages. First of all, you can access the exclusive lounges in all major airports for free. Also, the card will provide health insurance for you when you travel domestically and abroad. There are many other benefits described in the brochure.
Number 95. What is implied about the listener? Number 96. Look at the graphic. What card can the listener upgrade to at this stage? Number 97. What is a benefit of having an Excelsior member's card? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and schedule.
Hi, this is Renee Underwood. I'm on my way to the hotel for the awards ceremony. I'm scheduled to present the award for best sales this evening. At the moment, I can't tell whether I'll be there in time or not. I was supposed to take the 4:54 train from Brunswick, but that one was cancelled. I'm on the 5:12 train now. Just to be sure, I'd appreciate it if you or one of the other organisers could call one of the local taxi companies and have a taxi waiting for me at Gatton Station. Also, I'd prefer it if you could send a text message as a reply, because I'll be sitting in the quiet carriage and I can't answer my phone there.
Number 98. What is true about the speaker? Number 99. Look at the graphic. What time will the speaker most likely arrive at Gatton Station? Number 100. What does the speaker ask the listener to do?